Hi, this is Elmore Leonard. I'm listening to Film Sociology, and it's a real program. It's great.
It's time to hear what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly at the multiplex and the art house. What's new on video and streaming, and you might also hear about some dead people we like.
We don't have time for dead people we don't like.
Anyway, this is Film Sociology, where you'll find out what's the next cinematic marvel.
It was unbelievable!
And what's just a movie.
Shut up! My God, you have no freaking life!
Okay, here's your host and my dad, Matthew Soci.
Hello there, film lovers. Welcome to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. If you have a question or a comment, you can email me at msocey, that's M-S-O-C-E-Y, at WFYI.org. I'm also on Facebook, also on Twitter, at Matthew Soci. The show is available on iTunes, and like all of the podcasts here at WFYI, available on Spotify. Short show this week, friends. I still have one more weekend of performances of Lysistrata, which is happening at the Cat in Carmel as a part of Indie Bard Fest. You can go to IndieBardFest.com for all the information there. And Facebook has been wonky, so we have a shorter version of Grab a Pencil that, like we normally do in the last couple of weeks. We'll get to Angela in a little bit. I do want to acknowledge a couple others' deaths in the movie community, one I forgot to do last week. But first, Mike Shank, a great excuse to revisit the fine 1999 documentary American Movie, just a couple of guys trying to make a horror film in their own backyard. And Mike, of course, got to be the sidekick in this. But it also led to him getting some film work, maybe something that we haven't seen. But, and pardon my voice, it's cold season. You know, the short film Coven, which is the subject of American Movie, but also appearing in film, well, storytelling, which is a big, probably the biggest film he worked on. Other than American Movie, Brittany, Baby One More Time, Modus Operandi, Small Change, Slaughter Weekend, Hamlet ADD, and Black Licorice. So, way to go, Mike. I forgot to mention last week Sachin Littlefeather. And as it turns out, yeah, Sachin Littlefeather and Marlon Brando in this case were right. And, you know, John Wayne was not held back by security guards off stage at the Academy Awards. That story has been debunked. And it was nice to see that she got her exoneration while she was alive, although cutting it kind of close. But, of course, Sachin Littlefeather is the woman who had a statement from Marlon Brando rejecting his Best Actor award for The Godfather back in 1972. She appeared in films like Counselor at Crime, uncredited in The Laughing Policeman, and uncredited in Freebie and the Bean, but notable appearances in The Trial of Billy Jack, and that's for diehard cinephiles only. Johnny Firecloud, Winter Hawk, and Shoot the Sun Down from 1978. So salute to Sachin Littlefeather. Sorry how the way they treated you. All right. To my God, with the career of Angela Lansbury, and I've been talking about this with friends all week, including Mrs. Soci. That's a career going all the way back to the 1940s. And either reinventing herself or reintroducing herself to a new generation of audience members. Back-to-back Best Supporting Actress nominations for Gaslight and The Picture of Dorian Gray. And in between that was Edwina Brown in National Velvet. And yeah, guys, you can make fun of Murder, She Wrote all you want, but yeah, you Google image young Angela Lansbury, oh yeah. So... And appeared in a number of, was a contract player, of course, throughout the 40s and 50s. 10th Avenue Angel, State of the Union, Queen Anne and the Three Musketeers, Samson and Delilah, Remains to be Seen. Court Jester, of course, is Princess Gwendolyn. That's another one where a lot of people knew her from. Please Murder Me. And, yeah, The Long Hot Summer, The Reluctant Debutante. Okay, and then we get to the 1960s. So She has become a character actress by this time. My two favorite cinematic mothers that she played in the same, yeah, within 2 years. She, at this time, was appearing in films like All Fall Down, Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, Dark at the Top of the Stairs. But, of course, playing the mother of Elvis Presley in Blue Hawaii. Now, the story I love to tell, anytime I can get my wife to look up from her laptop, that means something is happening. And she was sitting next to me, and I was watching Blue Hawaii, and yes, I believe Lansbury was 9 years older than Presley at this point, and playing his mother. And he does not, you know, the son does not want to inherit the pineapple business. He just wants to be Elvis Presley. And she comes on in full Big Mama formation and, you know, clutches the pearls and has the vapors and storms out after getting flustered by her son. And having my wife watch the scene, stop typing, and then say, even she can't make this crap sound good, and going right back to writing. So thank you for that. And, of course, one of the all-time great villains as Mrs. Eleanor Shaw Island in The Manchurian Candidate, where she was, I believe, 3 years older than her movie son, Lawrence Harvey. Great villain role, which we don't see coming, and the fact that it comes from a great performance from Lansbury, who also got a nomination for that. And, of course, my post when I heard that she had died was, somebody has to go kiss Lawrence Harvey way too long. Uncomfortable scene from 1962. So, no, excellent, excellent film. And that's probably the one I'm going to try to watch this weekend when I'm not doing Lysistrata at Indie Bard Fest. Greatest story ever told, Harlow, the Morris Adventures of Marl Flanders. And then by the 60s and 70s, obviously the films weren't satisfying her. Went to Broadway. Did MAME. Should have done the film version of MAME. But they cast a TV star who was trying to be a movie star instead. later on, Sweeney Todd. And later on, Little Night Music. But anyway, 1971 gets introduced to a new audience because of Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Later does Death on the Nile, which is one of the first things I saw her do. She was also in The Lady Vanishes and then played Miss Marple in The Mirror Crack back in 1980. And then I remember her as Mommy Fortina in The Last Unicorn from 1982. I mentioned Sweeney Todd, The Pirates of Penzance. That introduced her to a new audience. The Company of Wolves from 1984. And, of course, by this time, Murder, She Wrote is up and running. And then, I forgot about Mrs. Santa Claus. Yeah. And then that little thing of Beauty and the Beast is Mrs. Potts. And we figured it out. Never forget, Mrs. Potts was apparently 60 when she had Chip. Way to go, Angie. Introducing her to a whole new audience, the Dowager Empress Marie in the animated Anastasia, which is a favorite in my household. I forgot she had a voiceover in About Schmidt. Nanny McPhee, Mr. Popper's Penguins, The Grinch, that's right, Mary Poppins Returns, of course, and yes, she will have a cameo in Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery, as will Stephen Sondheim, so that we have that to look forward to. But my God, and so that's a career. That is a career from the 40s to this year. Always working. Didn't matter if it was movies, television, or the stage. She worked. She delivered. And thank God for that. So thank you, Angela. And yeah, I watched. It's funny because this past spring, and I don't know if I've shared this on the show, my mother-in-law broke her wrist. So I've been staying over at her house at least two nights a week, especially early on to, make sure she get her groceries, get her food that I know she can lift, and, things have gotten better. But and I'd stay over because I have radio work or rehearsal or what have you. And so I try to keep the television, because she goes to bed at like 8 o'clock, and I tend to leave it on a channel that I know she will watch. So I've been going through quite a bit of Law and Order and a lot of Murder, She Wrote. And, yeah, it's kind of the television version of dinner theater, but everybody knows what they're working on, and they bring it. And Angela gets to bounce off a new group of actors every week. And, yeah, it's weird cinematic comfort food, but it works. So, anyway, salute to Angela Lansbury. My God, what a career. Very, very cool indeed. 96. We should all be so lucky. Just a reminder, the Heartland International Film Festival is still running through the 16th. You can go to heartlandfilm.org for all the information there. I mentioned Indie Bard Fest. King John and Lissa Strada are happening now. You can go to IndieBardFest.com. You'll also get information on Merry Wives of Windsor and Richard II. Over at the Tim's Drive-In, we have drive-ins open in October here in Indiana. Screen 1. You have a triple feature of Lyle Lyle Crocodile, Monster House, and The Woman King. And then on screen 2, Barbarian and Smile. Screen 3, Halloween Ends and Piggy. Screen 4, ooh, old titles, Beetlejuice and Trick or Treat are happening at the Tibbs Drive-In. Very cool there. Over at the Skyline Drive-In in Shelbyville, this weekend is Halloween Ends, Smile, and The People Under the Stairs. So there's your reward for staying up late. That is happening at the Skyline Drive-In in Shelbyville. Over at IU Cinema, Friday at 7 o'clock from 1959, Pull My Daisy. Friday, October 14th at 10 p.m., Friday Night Frights, the original 1977 Suspiria. Saturday, October 15th at 4 p.m. from 1936, Libeled Lady. That's with William Powell, Jean Harlow, Myrna Loy, and Spencer Tracy. Saturday, October 15th at 7 p.m., the 2012 film version of On the Road. Tuesday, October 18th at 7 p.m. from 1997, Gattaca. Thursday, October 20th at 7 p.m., the director's cut of The Outpost. Friday, October 21st at 7 p.m. from 2021, Life of Ivana, and Friday at 10 p.m., Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. And then Saturday, October 22nd at 4 p.m., The Palm Beach Story from 1942, and at 7 o'clock on Saturday the 22nd, Pasolini from 2014. All of that is happening over at IU Cinema at the Historic Art Craft Theater in Franklin. Friday and Saturday, it's 2 and 7:30 p.m. This weekend, the original Scream from 1996. Just because you bring up the cliches doesn't mean you always get to have the you get to play them off as well. But that's just me. Friday, October 21st, and Saturday, October 22nd, 2 and 7:30 p.m. The original Ghostbusters, and October 22nd, 5 to 7 p.m. Sammy Terry will be down in the Franklin, so definitely worth checking out. Friday, October 28th at 7:30 p.m., The Craft from 1996, all of that. And then Saturday, October 29th at 7:30 p.m., Shaun of the Dead. That is happening at the Historic Art Craft Theater in Franklin. You are listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. All right, friends, let's grab a pencil. Let's find out what you've been watching this week. And this was pointed out by my buddy Eric, who writes, for the third week in a row, this post did not show up on my news feed. I had to come looking for it on your wall. I don't know if it's a glitch in my settings or yours or both, but I wonder if others have had this trouble as well. I understand, Eric. So, yeah, I blame Mark Zuckerberg and HAL 9000 and J. Edgar Hoover. So, Terry chimed in. I usually go straight to the source for it under normal circumstances, but yeah, I've noticed a little wonkiness going on in the past couple of weeks as well. For example, I don't think I'm seeing all the comment slash posts on in the thread. In fact, at least for me, yours is the only one at the moment, 2+ hours. Yeah, so that's, I don't know. It is what it is, I guess. So anyway, sorry guys, but hang in there, friends. Keep looking if you're listening to the show. Keep posting. With that in mind, Terry writes his rewatch was Isle of the Dead from 1945 with Boris Karloff, and then new to me, The Velvet Vampire from 1971, trippy in more ways than one. Thank you, Terry. I will add that to the list. David writes The Outfit, No Country for Old Men, and Blade Runner 2049. Amanda went to the library, Royal Wedding, Lou, You Again, Blonde, Mr. Harrigan's Phone, and the original Death Wish. Eric, back to Eric. First view, Visconti's The Damp from 1969 and The Witch from 2015. His rewatches, the 1931 Dracula, the 1932 The Mummy, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and The Eagle Has Landed. Daniel writes, Get Hard, The Trip to Spain, Dr. Zhivago, Night Moves, Poison, The Birdcage, Where Love Is Gone, The Big Clock, and Send Me No Flowers. And finally, Melissa writes, Halloween Ends and Wildcat. And there you go, friends. That's what we're doing this week. I apologize for the quality of my voice. I got to save it for Lysistrata, which is happening Friday at 7:30, Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Cat in Carmel. Go to IndieBardFest.com for all the information there. Friends, some words to live by.
Silent Breed is people!
Zardoz has spoken.
Go see a good movie. You deserve it. There's plenty out there. Hoping to get some guests in studio next week. Hopefully the voice will be better, and we'll catch up on some titles that I've watched at home. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for listening, and we'll try again next week. Take care, everybody. You're listening to the Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Good afternoon, Fort Myers. Good afternoon, California. Good afternoon, Michigan. Thanks, Angela.
Tale as old as time, as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast.
I can't believe you let her watch Manos. Is she scarred for life?
Let's put it this way.
What parent are you?
When I wake her up, I vocalize the theme to wake her up to get her ready to school.
Oh, you're a terrible father.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live!